Hey, Minister Cooper, welcome to the podcast. Charities that promised to be helping veterans accused of lining their pockets. Instead, new developments keeping them honest. Also, they're ridiculous. Let's get started. Another Keeping Them Honest report. For months now, we've been telling you about the Disabled National Veterans Foundation, how it's been under investigation by the Senate Finance Committee as a result of our reporting showing little, if any, of the millions, tens of millions it's received in donations over the years actually went to help disabled veterans. Well, tonight we now know that the DVNF is part of even larger investigations involving its chief fundraising company, Quadriga Art. That's a company based right here in New York that says it's one of the world leaders in servicing charities. But so far, no one from Quadriga Art will appear on camera to answer our questions. Drew Griffin has asked repeatedly. Take a look.
I understand that, but what I want to know is, am I going to get an on-camera interview? All right, okay, so the bottom line is you're not going to give me an interview.
Yeah, it's Drew Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N.
Yeah, he is not here.
Oh, I'm trying to reach Mr. Shuloff. Oh, he's not in.
Now, Quadriga Art has called our reporting biased. They say we've ignored the good they're doing for their clients, but they will not go on camera. Tonight, they may have a lot more than CNN to worry about. Drew has been investigating the trail of donated money, and as reporting, the stakes have just gotten a lot higher. Drew, what have you learned?
Anderson, we have learned that the Charities Bureau of New York State Attorney General's Office has begun its own investigation of Quadriga Art. So, too, has California's Attorney General. Now we've learned the state of Florida also looking into all of this. The investigation is beginning after CNN exposed the Disabled Veterans National Foundation, this charity that's raised $70 million since 2007 in the name of disabled veterans. And as far as we can tell, Anderson has given very little, if any, money to the actual disabled vets. It's gone mostly to Quadriga Art, this fundraising company.
And that, I mean, almost from the very beginning, this whole charity was in some sort of trouble. I mean, you've known that.
This is a very complex story that my producer, David Fitzpatrick, and I have been digging into. But what really happened is they're accused of trying to jumpstart itself by making them look like another charity. You might consider it identity theft of a charity. Back in 2005, before there was a Disabled Veterans National Foundation, DVNF, there was another charity with a very similar name, the Disabled Veterans Living Memorial Fund, DVLMF. Its sole purpose was to raise enough money for a memorial on this site near Capitol Hill in Washington. The executive director of that group was this guy. His name is Larry Rivers. He's a retired Marine officer. The Memorial Foundation, Anderson, raised enough money to build the memorial and essentially stop raising money. Mm-hmm. But here's what happened next. The president of the newly formed DVNF in 2007 went to that Marine officer for advice. Larry Rivers was being paid by Quadriga Art as a consultant. He referred DVNF to his private company who was being paid by Quadriga Art. Soon thereafter, according to documents obtained by CNN, the newly formed charity DVNF and Quadriga were accused of, in effect, stealing the identity of that charity that wanted to build memorial by using the mailing list of its donors and the logo of the DVLMF.
For DVNF, it seems like this is all about increasing the mailing list to get more donors, they can raise more money and so forth, because this contract, a lot of the money seems to be going to Quadriga Art. The Senate's investigating. Is there still money out there? What do we know?
The root problem here, Anderson, is the money that Americans are giving to many, many charities are not going to the people that they're believed going to. So in other words, if I gave money for disabled vets, it's going to Quadriga Art. I don't give that money because it's going to be used to build a mailing list. If you said to me, give us $10 so our charity can eventually build a mailing list that in 10 years from now we might give money to disabled vets, that's the problem. We went to Roger Craver, who's a nonprofit fundraising expert in this field, and we asked him what he thought about this. Here's what he had to say.